Minister of War Ozir gets Balak's attention, and they discuss the prince's dalliances with women, which apparently have been the curse of the royal family. Although both of them have been enjoying the spoils of corruption, they feel that the prince is likely to cause the country more trouble than they are.
You, Milok, should be king.
Yes, I know. But when the prince comes of age...
For a wise man, you know nothing of politics. Hmm. Even divine rule may be circumvented. Leave it to me, and you may continue to enjoy life's pleasures. Give me the power. Then we may continue to share the royal treasure.
But Ivan isn't going to relinquish his throne in our favor.
No, nothing will ever be that simple in politics. We will get him to yield his throne for the sake of a woman.
A woman? What woman?
The prince is fascinated by his singer at the opera, Vivian. Oh. We will encourage his adoration for her, and she is a professional singer, and we all know they can be persuaded to perform anything for money. When he's completely head over heels for her, she will demand he marry her or cut him off. Since he must marry a princess, he must then choose between his love and his throne.
I'd choose her too.
Yes, but you're not worth the cost. The prince will have his enchantress, you will be a puppet king, and I will hold the strings to the kingdom.
A plan made in heaven.
Now, that reminds me, I'll get the bishop to bless us both later.